Hi, this is Kevin.
And Ray.
And this is Scenic City Solar Radio. Today, we're going to be talking about some fun things. We're going to be talking about, since it's nice and hot outside in the summertime, what are you going to do when that power goes out? And the most important thing is battery backups. So, Ray, let's talk some more about batteries and what they can actually do and how we use those.
Okay, great. Yeah, it's a good conversation. So first, with a battery backup, batteries can be added to any home, regardless if you have solar or not. So we've done a few systems where it's a battery backup in lieu of a generator. Much cleaner power, much more responsive as far as time. Power goes out, batteries are nearly instantaneous within 4 milliseconds, where a generator takes, you know, it could be a minute or two. So with a battery backup, if you add it with solar, the only real reason you would ever add it to your solar is to capture your excess power that you're not using during the day. That excess power would be stored into your battery system. When the sun starts going down, it makes an automatic switch with your solar to battery to keep your meter low. Usually they are set to have a reserve regardless of what's going on, say a 30% reserve in your battery, to where if you have an outage, you still have some battery to get you to the morning.
Cool. So you mentioned, how would you do a system without solar but just battery? How would that work?
Okay, so those are actually a little easier to design because we can pull out certain appliances in your home. For example, fridge, freezer, fans, lights, garage door, and internet circuits. 6 very important circuits to have on during an outage. If you have a well pump, we would throw a well pump into that equation, for example. Then we would take a load test to see how much power all those circuits being on at the same time would need. Then we try to calculate with the customer how many hours of service they would want to make sure that they have in storage, in a battery storage, to keep that everything running full power for X amount of time during an outage. Then we build a battery system based on that. So if you have a typical home, fridge, freezer, fans, lights, the stuff that we want to put on a protected loads panel, what we would do is size that. Let's just say it's 3 kilowatt. We want to be able to have at least 12 hours of pure backup power as if everything was turned on at full load. 12 hours, 3 kilowatt per hour is 36 kilowatt hour battery bank. So you would have a 36 kilowatt hour battery bank installed next to your main panel. Certain circuits would be pulled out of your main panel and put into a sub panel. When the power goes out, that sub panel is powered by the battery directly.
That's fantastic. And it also sounds pretty easy. It doesn't sound like it's too awful invasive to be done.
Yeah, the battery cabinets, depending on what manufacturer you go with, batteries are getting better and better every day. More streamlined, more low profile, and less heavy. The lithium batteries, lead acid batteries, they all have different weights, different capacities. So when we're talking about a battery backup system in today's day and age, we're not talking about the lead acid batteries. We're talking more of the LiFePO or lithium batteries.
Cool. You know, looking in the warehouse, I've seen some of these batteries, and to give folks an idea, it's more of a filing cabinet. It's not the old entire closet. It doesn't have to be this huge, I don't know, what's the best way to describe the Generac battery system? And the cool thing with the Generac battery system, too, is you can upscale it as to how many batteries that you need.
If you think of a server shelving unit, you walk into a server room, you've got the fans all going, you've got these black shelves with servers on each level. That's what these battery cabinets look like traditionally now. There are some that are about the size of a small dorm fridge that actually sit on the ground with caster wheels on them that plug straight into a wall to charge. You can charge it with AC power, and then you can plug that into a sub panel. There are a lot of different ways to do it now. Not so many new and, you know, revolutionary chemistries, but the batteries are getting better all the time. Deeper depths, lighter material. For example, the Generac batteries are about 50 pounds each. A typical cabinet will take 6 of those batteries to be a full cabinet, 18 kilowatt hour. So you have 6 of these 50 pound batteries. That's about 350 pound of batteries, but it's hanging on the wall in the studs in a closed battery cabinet that is fire rated.
Nice. So it's easy to clean. It's not in your way. It's not a huge thing, but it does give you what you need. And honestly, the best thing you can do, feel free to give us a call, 423-600-9500. And again, catch us online at sceniccitysolar.com. And that's what we're talking about today is batteries, but we're also going to get into some other fun things. So,
yeah, so like retrofitting your solar system. There are a lot of customers or a lot of people in Chattanooga and the Chattanooga area that have solar arrays that were installed 10, 15 years ago, 5 years ago, whenever. And at the time, there weren't a lot of battery options for those customers. Now, you can actually add a battery to take all of your excess DC power from the sun, or you can bypass that and have it directly AC coupled. And what AC coupled means is that you can program your battery to use, in theory, what your excess solar is that was inverted to AC power, or actually be charged by the grid itself and sit dormant in waiting for an outage.
That's really cool because that allows you to not have a big system to charge your battery with. You can charge it from the grid.
Yeah, you can charge it from the grid. A lot of commercial companies like the instantaneous power of a battery system from, say, Generac or Fortress. There's a bunch out there, opposed to a generator. If you're running servers and stuff that has needs dependable power, you cannot go down for even the 60 seconds that a generator takes to start up. You'll lose customers. You'll lose operations. So a battery system, just like a UPS system, is nearly instantaneous.
Absolutely. You know, and a lot of people are really familiar with having their own little home office with a battery backup with four, five, six little plugs in there that you can keep your computer and things running. And that is super important when you've got a lot of folks working from home. You have to have that high-speed internet. You have to have your computer up and running. And, you know, even if you're using a little laptop, that battery is going to run out. And that's where those battery backups come into play. And, you know, when we talk about having the UPS system on the floor next to your computer, that's instantaneous. It has surge protector capabilities and lots of good things.
Yeah, it'll help just keep continuity going. A lot of homeowners that do anything with podcasts at home or any kind of online work or just to stay at home job of any form or stay-at-home mom, you know, with children that, you know, depend on that TV or the radio to keep them busy. They need the fans at least going. They want to make sure that their fridge stays on even in an outage. Regardless of solar, a battery system usually works. It depends on your budget. So, you know, solar with battery is definitely not a free item, but it does have an ROI and will eventually pay itself off, as well as putting a dollar figure on, you know, your outage. If you have an outage for a week and everybody on your street is without power, but your fridge, freezer, fans, lights, garage door, and internet are still working and you're watching TV, that is called peace of mind. That is nearly invaluable.
Absolutely. You know, and all it would take is one time for that to happen. That's your return on investment. You know, and we talk about school. You know, I heard the news on the way to work today. One of the local schools had to close because it was too hot for the students. Well, in this day and age, I know when I was young, we used to hope for the snow days and be out of school. But that's gone. Even on a snow day, you now do homework from home. So even though the kids are, quote, out of school, they're homeschooling. And, hey, to do that, guess what you need? You got to have that internet. You got to have those lights on. And we're talking about the heat. You got to stay cool.
Yeah, COVID changed a lot, you know, with people being able to do so much more at home that they never thought they could before. But then COVID proved to everybody that, you know, you don't have to go outside to make a buck. You don't have to go outside to do much anymore. You can do it all from home. So over the last 3 years, you know, since COVID's been a thing, we at Scenic City Solar have noticed way more battery systems, way more generator systems than ever before. Because there's that fear, people clam up a little bit. The grid is not as dependable as it once was. You always hear the espionage ability of just driving into one of the pipelines could end us all. So people are, you know, they clam up and then they have all this extra time. They sit at home. They want to invest in their home. You know, home building went up, alterations, additions went up, solar went up, generators went up, and battery backups started going out a lot more.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's the key. And there is so many people that are doing home business, home office. Even if you just have a small home business where you do internet sales and you're working on buying, selling on Amazon, we all know how important it is to get that sale for you. Not talking about Scenic City Solar, but you can catch us online, scenicitysolar.com. Call us if you got questions, 423-600-9500. But for the folks that have that home office, home business, back in the day, you know, we used to say, hey, get a, you know, phone with an answering machine. Now we all have cells or two cell phones. We're talking on one, we're texting on the other. That still needs that internet to run. If you're doing internet sales of any sort, buying, selling, trading, even if you're just a fulfillment type center, that's what you got to have. You got to have these battery backups. And what we're trying to advise everybody is there's so many differences that it's not the way it used to be. If you looked into this 4 or 5 years ago, start over. Give us a call because it has changed. And like we're talking about the new LiPo lithium batteries that are longer lasting.
Yeah, iron phosphate, lithium. There's still AGM wet batteries, the flooded lead acids out there. The chemistry, you know, that typically goes in a home now is a LiPo or a lithium battery. You know, you don't really have to worry about it so much. The battery cabinets have their own fan induction system for cooling. They're safer. They're fire rated. Even the boxes that they come in are usually fireproof by code. They have to have ventilation. There's a whole lot more, which goes into the next part is, you know, with more product out there, there's more regulation. Over the last few years, you know, when we started first doing these battery systems, nobody knew what they were. We would literally have an inspector come by and say, hey, what is that over there clicking? And so we would laugh and say, well, that's the battery that's keeping this house running. Literally. Oh, okay. Well, I don't know about that. So then a year goes by and now they want us to put a yellow tape in front of it. Then another year goes by and now they want a Ballard system so you don't run into your battery. Then they want us to make sure that all wires hidden behind a drywall, and then you can't put it on cinder block. There's been 20 changes. Half of them make sense. The other half don't. And over the last few years, just on the batteries alone, from including the fire marshal to having to get a septic permit, which is not a joke.
It sounds like a joke, but you know, I know it's true. And this is what we're saying, folks. Even if you already have a system installed, if you're not sure what the latest and greatest is, call us and let us know. We can come out, take a look at what you have, see if you need to have an upgrade done. Also, we can check your batteries, make sure they're charging fully. If they're not charging fully, we'll let you know, hey, this is maybe not 100%. Here's a better way to go. What can we do to help you get the most out of what you have? And if you can't get the most out of it, what we need to do to upgrade it? And again, it goes back to the same thing. More people stayed home over the last 3-4 years. Hey, you know what? I'm going to build an expansion for a TV room. Let's look at that. Let's see what your new energy uses are. Do you need a bigger battery? And then the other thing, we know a few guys that maybe even do that mining at home.
Yeah, Bitcoin mining. That's a lot of energy use.
It is extreme amounts of solar, battery, and everything else usage. So even if you don't do that much, just think of how important it is for peace of mind to have the battery systems so that everything will stay on, that you will have that light, internet, air conditioning, especially when we're talking how hot it is and it's, you know, crazy hot. So having that fan, light, split AC unit working. And then the other thing we've got to talk about is people that stayed home over the last few years decided to save some money and had that additional family member move in. So those are other concerns and considerations that you might want to think about. If you've had a big change in your household, give Ray a call.
Yeah, give us a call, 423-600-9500. We can pretty much over the phone go over your existing system if you have one, any kind of compatibility issues or additions that you can have, and then we do free site visits. All of our advice is always free.
Absolutely. And once again, this is Kevin.
And Ray.
And this is Scenic City Solar Radio. We'll see you next time.
Have a good day, y'all.